My expectation was that for 98% of the American people, either it genuinely wouldn't change at all, or they'd be pleasantly surprised with the options in the marketplace, and that the grandfather clause would cover the rest. That proved not to be the case. And that's on me.
President Obama promised to fix the broken promises and broken websites stemming from his Affordable Care Act. Observers say the flawed rollout of the federal website in 6 weeks accomplished what Republicans failed to do in 3 years, undermined support not only for Obamacare, but for Obama the president. New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was asked Sunday on ABC TV's This Week whether she felt Obama misled the public.
No one is more disappointed in the implementation issues than President Obama, and he has taken full responsibility for the mistakes and the lack of getting this system up and running when it was supposed to be up and running.
While the federal initiative sputters along, the Empire State is faring much better. Danielle Holohan is Deputy Director of New York Health Benefit Exchange. She shares the latest snapshot of data as of November 12th.
So 197,000 New Yorkers eligible for coverage and 48,000 have gone all the way through and selected a plan. Our call center has been very active. We have answered 142,000 calls.
Holohan emphasized New York's exchange has been a success. To date, 3,100 brokers, 500 navigators, and 290 application counselors have been trained, certified, and registered. And the website is working well.
We had 10 million hits on our first day, but within the first 3 days, we were able to quadruple the capacity of our website. We've made other software modifications since then, but the processing speed of our website we're very pleased with ever since that third day. So we estimate that 95% of our transactions are processed in under 2 seconds. So the website is working very quickly and very well.
Access Health Connecticut CEO Kevin Cunahan empathizes with healthcare shoppers.
Personally, I think if I were a consumer right now and have heard so much messages about either from my state or from coming out of Washington, it's confusing and sometimes contradictory. And one of the risks of those types of confusing messages is it tends to play into inertia. So I think we all are being as prudent as we can about understanding what the president is trying to do and the good intentions behind it and trying to balance that with making the exchanges successful.
Peter Lee, executive director of Covered California, came down hard on the media for its style of reporting about Obamacare.
The coverage that I've seen of the numbers, to my mind, and I say this with all due respect to reporters, has been border not irresponsible, but certainly inaccurate. And what I mean by that is when we talk about enrollment, it's one-stop enrollment for people in Medicaid, Medi-Cal in California, exchange products that are subsidies-based, and exchange products that are non-subsidy-based. Those are the overall numbers. And yet I keep on seeing report after report in the news talking about one tiny slice of that. We're very excited that as of October, 72,000 people in California are eligible for Medi-Cal.
The conference call was presented by Families USA. The nonprofit advocacy organization recently received a $1 million grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to tell pro-Obamacare stories. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.